CMS board members have been greeted by an emotional public the last few months as they've gone through the early phases of the student assignment process. At a public hearing last night, that emotion subsided a bit to make way for questions about the board's draft of principles for a new assignment plan. Most of the 200 or so people who turned out addressed the board with a mix of support and skepticism. WFAE's Lisa Worf reports.
There was a theme to the comments.
I offer my support to the guidelines. With a few caveats.
You heard that refrain from both those wanting more diversity among student bodies and those pushing for neighborhood schools, like parent James Rochelle. He was glad to see the draft of the guiding principles endorse schools close to home, but he still had a lot of questions, like what's considered close? And since there's no mention of stability...
Does this mean that every year we're going to be facing the same chaos that we have this time?
On the other hand, Justin Perry with the Group 1 MEC said the principles as drafted provide good guide rails for student assignment, but urged the board to remain true to its goals.
Fidelity means maintaining the courage of our conviction to decrease the number of schools with children living in high concentrations of poverty.
The guiding principles provide the board a lot of leeway in making decisions. They emphasize both homeschools and magnets. They say socioeconomic status should play a role in drawing attendance boundaries, especially for new schools, and also in magnet lotteries. Many push the board to be more specific. Those like Rishi Gogade and Rachel Weiss want more assurance that proximity will be the main factor in determining homeschool boundaries.
I would urge you to very explicitly say that travel distance is number one, and all the other criteria are secondary.
I'd ask that we clearly define a range of proximity for each grade level, whether that be 3 miles or a half a mile.
Teacher Whitaker Brown pointed out, right now many students aren't assigned to the closest school.
To truly maximize efficiency, as written in Goal B, it very well may mean that lines are redrawn and school zones become more diverse.
The CMS board plans to vote on the guiding principles at its meeting next week, Tuesday. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.